So we've heard enough about Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and certainly Marco Rubio, Patrick Murphy, even though that's shaping up to be competitive. Probably the big story locally is a lot of the local races that don't nearly get as much of the oxygen on the airwaves as those bigger races are competitive as well. Is that considered unusual for races at this stage of the game?
Well, Steve, at this point, one of the big stories is the comparatively small percentage of them that actually are competitive. If you look at the Tampa Bay area, going from roughly Pasco County down through Sarasota and over to Polk, you've got about 8 state Senate districts there, of which only two have any real competition. A third was competitive in the primary. And then in the House, you've got about 24 districts, and of those, only about 6 are truly competitive.
One of the more interesting ones is the Senate District 23. We have State Representative Greg Stube from Sarasota. He is up against Professor Frank Alcock. Stube bested a lot of name players in the primary, including Ray Pilon, Doug Holder, Nora Patterson. Does the professor have a chance?
He might have a chance, but he's definitely got to come from behind to do this. He just doesn't have the name recognition that Greg Stube has. He's a first-time candidate. Stube is running for, I think, his 3rd or 4th term. A recent poll by St. Pete Polls showed Greg Stube up by about 9 points. Plus, Donald Trump is very popular in that district, which will help the Republican candidate, Greg Stube, against the Democrat, Frank Alcock.
Going to House District 72 in Sarasota, this is an interesting one. This is the district headed by outgoing Representative Ray Pilon. Now, we have Democrat Ed James III versus Alexandra Miller, the Republican, but there's a little more to it than that, right?
Well, this is an unfortunate situation for the Democrats. Ed James III looked like a strong candidate, just the kind of guy to come in and take this district. He is the son and grandson of very well-known civil rights advocates in that district. He's a good candidate. He managed to raise a whole bunch of money. He got some large donations into an independent political committee, as well as good donations for his own campaign. And it was looking like the Democrats had a potential flip in that seat. But then in October, a story broke that he had been accused of sexual assault in an incident that occurred last June. He denies that. Still in all, it has hurt his campaign. Meanwhile, his opponent, Alexandra Miller, is a very moderate Republican. She's pro-abortion rights. She owns and operates a family medical equipment and supplies business. She's a yoga teacher and a civic activist, and basically has a pretty moderate profile suited for that district.
William Windy March, longtime political analyst, thank you so much for your comments.
I'm glad to be here, Steve.